We're going to talk now about business and business development in this county. The job of, I suppose, creating something, setting it up, hiring people and sustaining it. That job has been excellently done by Sean Ryan, CEO and founder of Aspen Grove, which has developed over the last number of years in Tralee into a business that employs 100 people. He's won Business Leader of the Year at the Business Leaders Gala Dinner in the Rose Hotel in Tralee at the end of last week. Sean, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Morning, Gerry. Thanks for inviting me on.
Congratulations. And listen, well done. Look, did it take you back winning an award like this to the early days, the difficult days of setting up a company like this?
I suppose it did, yeah. You sort of reflect on how you got to this point and go back over some of the tougher times in the early years. But it kind of all made it worthwhile when you get awarded by your peers or something like that. So it was really, really meaningful.
Do you have to mortgage your home for payroll at one stage?
No, it wasn't really for payroll. That was early on for their challenges with payroll. But at one stage, we remortgaged the house to buy out some investors and keep the company afloat.
And is that the level of risk-taking sometimes that something like this takes to set up and sustain?
Yeah, I think if you talk to any business leader or entrepreneur who started a business, there are times when you make decisions that could go either way. But having the support of family and those around you to take those hard decisions makes it a lot easier. But I wouldn't say anybody who's built a business has taken lots of risk over the years. It's part of being an entrepreneur and things you have to do.
It's part of the very nature of it, really, Sean, I suppose.
It is. It is, absolutely.
Yeah. Sean, why did you do it? Why fintech and why Tralee?
I suppose the industry we were in, I lived in Boston for 6 years and kind of fell into the US mortgage industry, started doing some work with some attorneys in Boston, and it led to that. Always wanted to return to Kerry and made the decision, came home for a little bit, worked in Dublin with Ericsson and then moved back to Kerry. Although I had some opportunities with Ericsson to further my career there, but we made the decision we wanted to live in Kerry. We believed we could set up an international business here. Started off, it was tough enough trying to run a business over ISDN lines in Bridge Street in Tralee, but it worked out and kind of saw other companies doing it, companies like Fexco, who really set the scene in terms of being able to build an international business out of Kerry, so wanted to follow that and decided to make the move and take the risk, and it worked out really well over the years, so really happy we did it.
And Sean, you took inspiration from them, but you also worked very hard early on and I know helping other companies and establishing other businesses in Kerry to try and, you know, support people like you, I suppose, entrepreneurs. Why was that important to you?
Yeah, look, I feel strongly in kind of giving back to, I've got a lot out of this county, I've got a lot of where I live in Ardfert, and so I believe strongly in giving back, and I feel one of the best ways to give back is to try and help boost the economic activity in the county. So generally I try and associate myself with activities that are kind of aligned to that vision of boosting the economic activity and helping Kerry in general succeed and helping others start businesses, grow businesses anywhere I can, so always willing to try and help out in that regard. So I set up a syndicate from HMAN, Halo Angel Business Network, called Kerry Angel Network, and through that trying to meet lots of startup companies in Kerry and see if we can help them and get them some funding, so amongst other things.
From the start of what you did that to what it's like now, what is the atmosphere like out there in terms of, I suppose, the ambition or the people who are looking to set up or have set up in the last couple of years in Kerry?
I think it's really strong. I think there's been a gap. COVID kind of, you know, kicked everybody a little bit, but in recent times it's picked up a lot. The RDI Hub in Clorglan has been a huge boost. There's lots of startup activity there. And then, of course, the Kerry Innovation Centre, which sponsors the event last week. I was up there last week at some of the startup presentations and some really, really strong companies coming through. So I think the atmosphere that we've always had in Kerry around entrepreneurship and new businesses and startups is as strong as ever, and really enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, Sean, the decision was made at local authority level by our councillors to put money into the RDI Hub in Killorgan. We're seeing an expansion of it now. How important is that in, I suppose, setting the conditions that enable companies to start and decide, yes, Kerry's a place I'm going to start something and grow and create employment?
Yeah, I think it's very important. You need those type of establishments. You need that type of culture. You need facilities where like-minded people can get together and discuss ideas. Even if their businesses are diverse, they're obviously facing a lot of similar problems. So hubs like the RDI Hub and Tom Crean Centre and some of the other hubs around the county are really, really important. And the investment in those by the local authority is really strong, and we welcome that. And getting people together where they can discuss ideas and grow their businesses is always really powerful in helping them, because it can be a lonely place at times being an entrepreneur, and having those sort of facilities where you're working with like-minded people on a daily basis really helps.
What would you like to see more of, I suppose, from, I won't say government, but in terms of us as a county and what we can do to set up the next Aspen Grove?
Yeah, look, I think I mentioned this last week. It's really difficult to establish a long-term vision for a business, because the drive, once you get an investor in, is more short-term. So
day-to-day survival and development and growth.
Yeah, profit or revenues. It's not always profit, but definitely revenues, and the pressures can be very tough. And so, you know, we've been through a couple of cycles where we've bought out investors and taken the company as private as possible, and that gives us the flexibility. We're not pressured by having to be hugely profitable every year. We take a much longer term approach, but that's really, really difficult for startup companies who need investment. And once you get investors in, then the pressures are very different, and it's more of a short term play. So trying to find that balance of how do you create indigenous companies that are going to last for the long term, it's really difficult.
And how do you then, like the other aspect of it, and I've seen this happen before, a really good idea, great people starting somewhere in rural Ireland or anywhere in Ireland, and all of a sudden, bang, it's snapped up by a foreign multinational that takes it abroad or takes it away from the local area. It's a temptation there, isn't it, to try and, you know, jump to that, I guess, for some, rather than saying, no, we're going to stick it out, we're going to buy out our investors and we're going to keep it here.
Yeah, it's really difficult, but sometimes the best outcome is to be bought, because a lot of those entrepreneurs will start again and they'll employ new people in a new business.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things about the tax laws with respect to entrepreneurship, I think, are something that we could look at to improve that reinvestment capability and keep entrepreneurs in the country and in the county and having them reinvest. So it's not all doom and gloom when an international buys out a smaller company. I think that if they're reinvesting in new business ideas, but keeping that long-term thing is really difficult.
Yeah. Sean, final question for you. How important are your people?
Yeah, look, it's all about our people. I mentioned again at the event last week, we live by a set of principles we call the Aspen Way, and P is the middle letter of Aspen, and that stands for people, and people are at the centre of everything we do, and it's those people that are going to take Aspen to the next level. So it's really, really critical to us.
Are we educating and developing the right sort of staff for these companies? Future staff, shall we say?
I think we could talk about that one for about an hour, but certainly we have the talent and the brains in this country. There's no doubt about that. I think some of the way the education system operates could be challenged a little bit, all right. It could be quicker in terms of how we move, because technology is moving so fast. But we certainly have the brains and the capability to do anything we want to do in this country.
Yeah.
If we align the education with it.
Yeah, we're even kind of seeing, I suppose, the pace at which things change and that accelerating. We've got, obviously, AI now coming into focus. That's kind of challenging. There's a lot of dramatic predictions of how it's going to make everyone redundant and change entire industries overnight. I'm not so sure I buy into that, but is change coming on that front?
There's always,
or is it here?
There's always change, no more than there was previously. I remember when I first started programming, people started talking about Excel and how it was going to change the world, and I got, oh God, I have to learn Excel and it's going to change the world and it's going to be really different and all of this. So there's always new stuff happening, and what you find is it just evolves, and it takes a time to creep into industry and creep into work. So I wouldn't be overly afraid of it. I think there will be change, but there's always been change, so it's just the next phase of change, really.
The next thing for us to get ready for and to adapt and see if you can take an opportunity from it.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
And just before I go, Jerry, would you mind if I mention just the Valencia Cable project?
Sure.
Really interesting project, trying to get UNESCO
World Heritage Site.
World Heritage, yeah. And we're running an auction online. If you Google Valencia Cable Foundation, you can see that. We're looking for corporate donations and accepting donations at the moment. And then the auction will run from the start of June. So just wanted to mention that. Thanks.
Okay, fantastic. We'll check that out. Sean, listen, thanks so much for talking to us. Congratulations and well done again. And here's to many more years of success for Aspen Grove and Tralee.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.